Are you recording? Excellent. Well, I've had a few people complaining tonight that they're tired, so you've just volunteered yourselves for my warm-up exercise. So everybody on your feet, please. Yeah, come on. It's always enthusiastic. I love this. So we're going to exercise every single part of our body by a wobble. We're going to start from the head down to the bottom. Okay, so I want to start nodding your head. Excellent. And your shoulders. Make your arms go all floppy. Your torso. Way. Hips. Knees. And if you manage to get your legs up and down off the ground as well, we'll have a go at that. Ali, that's fantastic. I think you should do that for everyone. No? Ali? Oh, that was perfect. You should demonstrate.
Are you
serious?
Yeah.
Right, you can take a seat. Are you all awake? Who said no? Who said no? You shouldn't be. You aren't doing it right if you're... Right, tonight's message is called Access All Areas. Okay, you know on pass cards for backstage passes, it has this kind of term, Access All Areas. I was thinking about that this week in the terms of theatre. And you're going, what's she going to do? Isn't the pantry season about to start? Aren't they taking auditions? Oh, yes, it is. So, Ali, you have permission to heckle. I did have a blinding flash of revelation or inspiration or something coming across the moor. I'm thinking I should really have bought popcorn, but it's Sunday and there's nowhere to go and get it. So apologies for that. You can eat imaginary popcorn if you like. So, right, going to Ephesians chapter 3, if you want to turn there. So access to all areas is an expression commonly used on backstage passes where the bearer has unrestricted access to all areas of the venue. And reading from Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 8. It says, to me who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ. To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God may be made known by the church to the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places, according to eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. In the message it says, my task is to bring out in the open and make plain what God, who created all this in the first place, has been doing in secret and behind the scenes all along. We've got a privilege of getting to know the backstage areas with God. He's invited us into the heavenly places where we get an insight track to what's going on, what he's doing, and what he's doing in the earth. Pastor Donnie, a few weeks ago, he was going through some bits and pieces regarding membership, and he's talking about making God accessible. And that's really the emphasis that I want to bring tonight, that he made mention of the more we give God access to ourselves, the more we can make him accessible to others. So the first place he wants access is to our hearts. And that it says in that what we've just read, it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you may be rooted and grounded in love. That's further on in the chapter, actually. And in Proverbs 4, verse 23, it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. You know, what we see in our lives, what we see happening around us, is very much determined by what's going on in our hearts. Now, if we give God full access to everything that's going on in the hidden places of our hearts, what are we going to see? We're going to see kingdom. We're going to see Jesus coming through. We're going to see ourselves being transformed into the image of Christ. if there's bits that we tuck away and keep to ourselves and don't give God access to, they're going to be the bits of us that manifest in anger and strife and those off words with each other and, you know, create that whole other persona that isn't Christ-like, that isn't how we are truly created. Because, you know, it says that we have been made new creations. So the old is gone. Everything we used to be has gone. He wiped it away. And we are a whole brand new creature in the image of Christ. But sometimes there's little bits that like to cling on. Like Klingons. Did I mention theatre and cinema? I bought Star Trek. I was really excited. You know, the newest one, the Into Darkness. I was like, yeah, let's watch it. And went to Sarah and Ian's last night and didn't get much enthusiasm. It was very sad. I did then leave it there, kind of thinking, maybe they'll be inspired to watch it and then we can chat about it today and get the load on. But no, no. Unfortunately, not many people share my same tastes. But God is interested, not in Star Trek so much, but definitely in what's going on with ourselves and in our hearts. So what is going on in our hearts always turns up on the outside. I was thinking about backstage. I used to do bits and pieces backstage with the Pantos. And there were certain rules that you had to follow when you were backstage. So I've got a few of these rules here. Number one is do as the stage manager tells you, or do as the crew tell you if you're an actor. I like the second part because that meant I could tell people what to do. This is great fun. Because the reason being, the stage manager knows what's going to be best for the production, and the crew are sent by the stage manager to do the stage manager's will. So we'll take that, apply it to God. God's our stage manager. So we can take instructions directly from him, apply them, and we're going to see good fruit. And those he sends, we can take instruction from them, apply them, and see good fruit. See a good production. Number two, always listen for your cue. You know, backstage there's all this kind of milling around, waiting for your moment, and you're waiting for the line that signifies exactly when you're going to act. And there's plenty of opportunities for us to act, but we've got to be listening to the Spirit, listening to the stage manager, listening to God, hearing the cue. You know, there's those moments in conversation where it's like you're suddenly inspired and you say, I should really say this thing right now, and you can miss the cue. And the opportunity's gone, you've missed it. But if you're bang on time, you're bringing kingdom to that person. You're bringing that word of wisdom, that word of knowledge. Number three, no talking backstage unless necessary for the performance. Have you ever been to like a stage production and you've heard all the members at the back going, that's rubbish, get them off the stage? No? Okay. Or when you're backstage and you're listening to all the people on the other side of the stage in the wings the other side and you're trying to shh, be quiet. Of course, everybody across the stage can hear you. Now, apply this to what you're thinking. Okay? So no talking backstage. Watch what you're thinking. Don't be thinking things that aren't beneficial to your performance. Don't be thinking things that aren't beneficial to a godly life. Be careful of your thoughts. You know that meditate means to kind of talk over and talk to yourself, that kind of bouncing ideas back and forth. And the word is so specific in that we should be meditating on God's word day and night. And in that's where the life is. That's why Peter says, you have the words of eternal life. Where else can we go? Because Jesus brought life when he spoke. And his word contains life. Every time we read, we hear the word, that's God speaking. And there's always fruit. There's always life attached to that. Number four, if it's not yours, don't touch. that's really good stuff for backstage, because you've got props and things and you might have to use it in a scene, but if you put it down and somebody else picks it up and moves it, it's not in the right place at the right time. So if you're playing with things that don't belong to you, that you haven't been trained in, you are encroaching on somebody else's space. In terms of gifts of the Spirit, we have access to all the gifts, but there's things that are specific to us. And if we try and do something that is out with our calling, we can make a mess of that. The Bible talks about a young king. I think his name was Josiah. And he was a really good king, great king. Performed all the works of the law, was cast down all the idols and all that sort of stuff. And then one day he decided that he was going to go into the temple and act as a priest. And at that point, God was displeased with him, because that's not what God had called him to do. So if we're touching stuff that isn't for us right now, then we're out with God's will. Five, if it's yours, it's your responsibility. So similar to what I just said, if it has been given to you, you better be doing it, because nobody else is going to be picking it up for you. Nobody else can perform that same function in the church that you've called to be. We heard this morning from Ali about we're all called to be different parts of the body, and the person who is doing dishes and cleaning up, if they disappear, somebody else might pick it up, but it'll be a burden to them. Or the person who is preaching week in and week out, that's a calling. That is something that God has told somebody to do. For someone else who hasn't got that calling onto their lives to stand up and try and do that, if it's not there, it's not your responsibility, you're not going to perform well in it. Number six is, if you can see them, they can see you. When you're backstage, they've got the curtains and the wings and everything. If you can see the audience, it means they can see you, okay? So you imagine backstage, you're not wanting to be seen. You want the production to be seen. You apply it to Jesus, we want Jesus to be seen, okay? So if we are peering out and looking at particular people in the audience, people around us to judge, they are going to be judging you. That's what it says. That's what it says in Luke when it says that the measure you use will be measured back to you. So we need to be aware that our jobs isn't to judge people. It isn't to be looking out from behind the scenes, getting out of position to see what else is going on. It's to be positioned to be in line with the kingdom. Number seven, your prompter deserves respect. You know, when you're doing a stage production, you might forget a line, and you go, cue please. And they're going to be quite willing to shout out a cue from the side of the stage when you're asking nicely. But you say, what's that line? What am I supposed to be saying? Somebody tell me quickly, and getting all irate. That person isn't going to want to shout at you. They're going to be scared that you're going to go and pounce on them. So, similarly, in church, we've got people who are there to prompt us, to help us, to advise, to get alongside, and they deserve our respect. Even if it's somebody you might not regard as being as good an actor as you, as good a worshipper as you, as good a guitar player or preacher, but they might have a word that is from the Lord for you at that particular time. And everybody deserves equal respect, because it isn't them who's bringing it, it's God. It comes from God's authority. And you know, the Holy Spirit deserves our respect. There's times it might not come through another person. It might be just that thought that you should pray for that person right now, or you really shouldn't watch that. And so often we blink it out and we're like, no, that's just me thinking. That's me being religious. And sometimes we're quenching God's Spirit by doing so. God deserves our respect. Number eight, I like this one. If you have to vent, do it in private. You know, in theatre there's a lot of prima donnas and kind of you know, all these, I'm a star, I'll be in my trailer. And, you know, blasting people because things aren't in the right place at the right time and, you know, it should be done this way. And it can hurt a lot of people by shouting the odds and demanding what they think should be the right thing to do at one time. And we can be like that in the church. We can be so focused on our role that in trying to pursue it with everything we've got, we can blast the people around us, show no respect for those who've got different talents, different giftings, and actually hurt people. So if you're going to vent, take it to the Lord. Take it away in private, because he might have some answers to you, for you, for that situation that you're not going to get if you're going to get irate and offended at the smallest thing. Watch what you're saying, because it's about a witness to the rest of the world. We don't want to get a reputation of being those stars, those divas, those people who are judging, who are selfish. We want to be people who demonstrate and produce God's kingdom on the earth. The second thing is, when God has access to all of our hearts, he gives us access to all of his heart. Everything he has stored up in heaven, he gives us access to. Now that's a massive thing. So if God's got a backstage pass to my life, which is small scale production, what's it like when I've got access to the whole of his production, his backstage, everything that's going on in the heavenlies? And he'll give us particular roles to fulfill in that. So we become his crew, his backstage crew. And the word speaks about us being seated in heavenly places. He gives us a perspective of what the world is like from heaven, how it should look through kingdom's eyes. We were listening to Ewan this morning and he was asking about what injustice there is and what we can do about it. God has got the answers. And God is very interested. And when we want to know about his business, he will give us the answers. He will give us the strategy. Also says in the word that we can boldly approach the throne for anything we need. So maybe we can be a wee bit of a prima donna going to God and saying, I need this right now, because he's made it accessible. He's given it to us. And there's things he says that we can have. We can have our healing. We can have our deliverance. We can have the prosperity, the every need met. Everything that God has in heaven is ours, and it's our right, because we are heirs and we are co-heirs of Christ. It also says in his word that he's made known mysteries to us. Have you ever been backstage and looked at like all the rigging and wondered how all the sets are produced and how it all fits into place? God's given that kind of revelation to us, given us that insight, so we can see that this person, they are an apostle. This person is a prophet. This person is an evangelist. And it all works together. We can see the plan. And in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, we have boldness and access with confidence through faith. So we've got all confidence that God is always good and always wants good for us and for everybody. The third thing that he wants access to is the whole of the earth. So he wants access to our own lives. He wants to give us access to the whole of the heavens, the whole of his kingdom. And in return, he wants to partner with us to access the whole earth. And when we partner with God, granting him full access to our lives and recognizing our access to all of the kingdom, we are positioned to make him accessible on the whole earth. And that scripture I read from the Message, it says, "My task is to bring out in the open and make plain what God has been doing in secret and behind the scenes all along." There's a lot of people who don't know that God's will is good for them, that God's will is for them to be saved, to be healed, to be delivered, that God's will is to lift them out of the mess that they're in, that God's will is to see them being established in who they really are, who He's really created them to be. It's lots of people who don't realize that. In the church, out with the church. And just like Paul says, it's our task, it's my task to go and make that accessible to them, to go and reveal God in all His glory, to let Him out, to let His presence fill the streets, to let His presence touch people. So, we can be, as Donnie says, all of God's people experiencing all of God's fullness, carrying all of God's power to all of God's world. So wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whoever we're speaking to, we are carriers of His presence. We are born to make Him accessible. We are the open doors. We are the gates. If Jesus was the door, then we're gates to Him. We're an introduction. We're the door handle. We can invite people in through Jesus into relationship with God the Father, who is overseeing, who is desperate for a good production to see kingdom produced on earth. Father, I thank You for Your word tonight. Lord, I thank You for the people. I thank You for everyone seated here, that they all have a role, Lord, and Lord, that You are interested in using them within Your kingdom. Father, I thank You that You are producing kingdom on earth, that You are bringing kingdom to earth, Lord. And we just join in that prayer and say that Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, I pray that we would be aware of our parts, Lord, and that we would be working them diligently. Father, I pray that You have Your way with us, and Lord, that You would lead us and direct us in the ways and parts that You want us to play. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen.